Jackie Rodriguez. This is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of TV show Friends one at a time. I'm joined by my pal, Vanessa.
Hey guys, I'm Vanessa. I'm the newbie. It's my first time watching this episode and pretty much all of Friends.
Pretty much. And today we have a special guest. She is the reason that I watch Friends, my sister, Karina Rodriguez-Wilson. And you might hear me call her Kina, which is like what us siblings do. So if you hear Kina, just know we're talking about Karina. But say hi.
It's my nickname. Hi, guys. I am the reason that my sister is so into Friends. I started watching it back in high school. So I call myself the OG influencer in my sister's life. But I'm glad to be here.
Yes, yes, you are the OG influencer. She's the reason for Friends. She's the reason why I love Lady Gaga. She's the reason why I traveled abroad to Madrid. Like, the list goes on. Volleyball. It's like when you're the little sister. Because, Vanessa, you know this too. You have an older sister. But when you're the little sister, you do everything your older sister does, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's so true. So, and she's also a mother, so this is a nice episode to get some insight on motherhood. She has two wonderful kids, Khaleesi and Caden. They're, 8 and 6, right?
Yes. Good job.
There you go.
Do they watch Friends?
They know of Friends because of their aunt, obviously, and they've seen a couple of episodes. They were watching this one, actually, with me, and they were very interested in the birth. They're like, Mom, was it like that for me? When I was born, did you go through that? They were very interested, so.
Oh, that's cute. That's awesome. So, yes, we are talking about the 100th episode. The 100th is the title of the episode as well. It premiered on October 8th, 1998, with 26.8 million views. Vanessa, want to tell us what happened?
Yeah, so in this episode, Phoebe gives birth to her brother's triplets, while Joey feels sympathy pains for himself. Also, Chandler and Monica's relationship reaches a new point of, quote, goofing around.
So let's start with Phoebe giving birth, obviously, because this is the main plot of the episode. So she walks in right away to the hospital, and she's ready to give birth. And I love that when she like walks in, I'm giving birth to my brother's babies. And then people's faces are like, oh. So, and then she, another thing to note too, this is the 100th. And so the 100th is really good for syndication, because syndication means that a program can be shown in different television networks. It basically gets sold off. And like they did for TBS, you know, TBS has syndication, so does KTLA. So it allows them to make more money as well. And 100 episodes is about 5 episodes. And so, or 5 seasons. And so you're able to actually, you know, increase your pricing for that as well. Because if you have 5 seasons and they're 25, 24 episodes, I mean, it allows the syndication not to repeat for a while, because it's going to take a while to get through that. So that's why it's a big deal, the 100th, and they're just going to get more money from this as well.
Yeah, and it was interesting because when Phoebe was giving birth, one thing came to mind. Did Lisa Kudrow actually have her babies in real life, or her baby already in real life? And I found out that she was not pregnant during this episode, because she had her son, Julian, on May 7th. So this time they faked her belly, and May 7th, this came out on October 8th. So, I mean, they obviously shot it sometime after May 7th, but definitely before October 8th.
Yes. So are these contractions and the way she's reacting, is it real, Kina? Is it real?
You know, I was thinking about that. Yeah, in the episode before, you know, her water breaks. And I feel like in TV, they always make that so dramatic. That doesn't always happen. My water didn't break in a random place. It broke in the hospital. And then when you, and contractions in that part, that hurts a lot. And it takes a long time. And I mean, obviously it's a show and they can't show that whole process. But I mean, I feel like the start of her contractions and the time to the baby is very short. But I get that because it's for TV. So, yeah. I mean, the pushing part, I thought she did a really good job. Like, you could tell she was really pushing. That seemed more real in that part.
Yes.
And when they showed the babies come out, typically you see like a pretty clean baby already wrapped up, but the babies had blood on them. And, you know, afterwards they do have blood. Yeah, they look like that, yes. You know? So I was pretty surprised that they splattered blood on the fake blood on the baby to make it look real.
That's true.
Because you never
true.
Really see that.
Yeah, that's true. And this is in the 90s too. So maybe by then, you know, obviously when they have TV shows from the early like 50s and 60s or whatever, they're not going to show that. They're just going to show the little baby. So maybe in the late 90s, they allowed this, you know, like it was okay to show that, you know, but it was good. And speaking of TV shows from the late 50s, 60s, okay, the doctor who's in love with Fonzie. And you know what it reminded me of? I'm like, I wonder if I was a doctor, I would turn on Friends just to calm me down.
That's funny. I wonder what happens like in those rooms, like say those mothers who have C-sections or even like, you know, a birth in a room, like what are the doctors thinking? Like, do they play anything? Do they do anything to like calm their nerves?
Do they?
Did that happen to you?
I don't know. I mean, my doctor was just really like, it seemed very routine. Like they do this every day. Multiple mm-hmm. times, well, not multiple times a day, but a lot, you know, so it seems pretty routine. I mean, I know like some people like to have like their own music playing and have to have the ambiance a certain way, but I didn't do that with my birth. I was just ready to just get this baby out of me. So, yeah. But yeah. You know, I did think like while I was watching this with the doctor and his own things, that I would be weirded out too. I would be like, Phoebe, I'd be like, why, what is going on here? Why are you bringing this up? Like I'm having a baby. The focus should be on me, not on yes. you.
But again, maybe it's his like calming method, like Friends is, yeah. you know, for somebody, you know, but it is strange. It is strange. And I will say, so I was in the room for both of my sister's births because I'm the only like close living relative. So when she like, okay, it's go time. And then I drove down to San Diego. Don't worry, people. I didn't like what's down there. I stayed at my sister's head.
She was at my head right here.
Yeah, I was. But I will say, you were so focused. You were the most focused person I've ever like. You were quiet and you were just. You were ready. Like
I was. I was like, get this baby out. Let's do this.
So, and it's such a beautiful like somebody who has kids and had and experienced that, especially for you, Kina. Like it was so beautiful. Like the baby coming out and. You know, they took him and, you know, Kate and Khaleesi right away and they like cleaned her up and stuff like that. But it was such a miracle. And I'm so grateful I was able to experience that with you. But like, it was so cool. So I always think of that when I talk about births on TV or anybody giving birth. I'm like, well, I was in the room for my sisters. So it was good. But it's strange that Fonzie nurse.
Phoebe was really lucky because she was able to have all of her friends in there. In the room.
There were so many. And I don't know, pre-COVID, is that allowed, like that many people in there before she pushes? I forget.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
We didn't have that many, so I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just your husband, Nate, my brother-in-law, and me in there. So it was interesting how many people were there. Be like, get out. Like, I'm vulnerable here. Get out. That was good. So another thing that happened during this shooting of this was there is a big prank with Lisa Kudrow for this. So if you to look up the blooper is pretty funny on YouTube. We'll link it in our description. But there is a line in the episode where she says, well, I don't see you pushing three babies out of your vagina. And there's a whole backstory to that because Phoebe couldn't say the network was like asking, well, should we use the word vagina? Should we not? They're trying to come up with another word. And Marta Kaufman came to the actors and explained that's what they were doing. After she rejoined the writers, Matt LeBlanc, Joey said, we can just call it a D-ditch. And D-ditch, because that's what Matt LeBlanc, because he's a funny guy, referred it to. All the actors laughed really hard. Matthew Perry dared Lisa Kudrow to actually say D-ditch during the rehearsal or during the taping. So because of that dare, the other actors chipped in and offered Lisa money to say it. So they're like, I'll give you $200. I'll give you $200. I'll give you $200. Like everybody was like chipping in on $200 for her to actually say that. So then when it came time to record it, and the first time they're filming the first take, she said it and everybody lost their mind. So if you see the blooper, it is hilarious because like basically Matt LeBlanc drops to his knees and just starts cracking up. And so it's pretty funny blooper to look it up, and we'll show you. But it was, they were like telling her, what, they're going to fire you? And they're not going to fire her over it. And so she did it. And I'm pretty surprised by that.
So, and did she get all the money?
You know, and I saw this because it was during an interview that Lisa did, and Matt LeBlanc told the interviewer to ask her about it. Mm. And they shouldn't mention if she got the money. She was just like, she said, I did it. They dared me. I did it. So I don't know. Because if it's $200 from each actor, that's $1,000.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
I know. It's like pocket change for them at this point because they're making
that. That's like, yeah. That's, yeah. Nothing compared to what they make.
I know. So, and then obviously they were allowed to use the word vagina with the network and stuff, and they kept that part in. So you see that scene here when she's getting ready to give birth.
Mm-hmm. And I like the part, you know, at the end where she's giving birth, where she actually, after she gave birth to the babies, where she just had a moment of, you know, mm-hmm. one last, mm-hmm. like, let me look at you before I have to give you to your parents. Because all along throughout the episode, she's tried to keep one of the babies, and she even has Rachel ask her brother or, you know, if she could have a baby, and Rachel doesn't do it. She just kind of, she tries to do it, but doesn't really try to ask because she knows the answer is going to be no.
Yeah.
And so I thought the ending to this was really, really sweet.
Yeah, it was. It was like, you know, I kept you in my belly for 9 months, and, you know, it was sweet. I like that scene a lot. And I'm glad they did that too, because instead of her just like hand them off and there she goes. But I like that they did that scene so she can have a moment, special moment.
Yeah, I feel like this week for me consisted a lot of like babies and giving babies away, because I also finished reading Little Fires Everywhere. So I felt like it was a lot of babies and a lot of like, it was a lot.
Oh, that's so, now you have to watch the series on Hulu.
Oh my gosh, yeah. But I was like, this is, what a coincidence that, you know, we're reading this episode and I finished the book at the same time.
Yeah, it's funny. All right, well, let's take a break, and then we'll talk about the other two storylines, what's going on with Monica and Chandler, and then Joey and his kidney stones. We'll be right back.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And we're back. So before we go on, one more thing about the birth. You know how the doctor was all into Fonzie, and then Rachel kind of says, you know who I like better? Mork. And Mork and Mindy actually became a spinoff from Happy Days. And who plays Mork? Robin Williams. And at this point, Robin Williams had already made his guest starring scene, the pre-open with Billy Crystal. So it's interesting. It's very meta. It's like she likes Mork, but she already had technically met Robin Williams already.
I wonder if they did that all on purpose, to make that connection.
I know. And then this isn't the first time too that they've mentioned Happy Days. They mentioned it, the one at the beach house when they played the strip Happy Day game. So again, because we've also discussed that they like a lot of, they bring back a lot of old TV shows into this. So I thought that was interesting. So.
Yeah. I personally never had seen Happy Days. I remember it would always come on probably after I Love Lucy, but after I heard the Happy Days theme song, I would change the TV station.
I've never seen Happy Days either.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I don't know why I never like got into it or wanted to get it, but I love Lucy, that's for sure.
Yeah, I Love Lucy's pretty iconic.
And one thing I really liked about this is, you know, they always say, oh, try to capture all, like, these moments, these final moments that are happening, because definitely like when my sister gave birth to her babies, like I definitely they say like take a picture of the sky. So I have a picture of the sky on the day like my nieces Aww. And nephews were born for her, even though it doesn't mean much to her, or like grab a copy of a newspaper or whatever the case is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Like things like that. So I was always like, I was the one taking pictures of my sister's pregnant bellies, and she's told me, she's like, I'm glad he would make me take pictures even though I didn't feel like my best self, because those are the only pictures I have of me pregnant with like the kids. And I really like how Joey had his video camera, the same one that he took to London to capture all these final moments of Phoebe, you know, before she gave birth to the babies.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, he even like try to put on her.
I know.
Yeah, a few of the things he wanted to get a final message of Phoebe, you know, saying, you know, this is it. And then, like you mentioned, the shawl underneath her dress. And then a Playboy magazine that comes out that day. And I thought it was just funny how it just all turned around that, you know, he was capturing these final moments. But then he also ended up getting kidney stones that same day.
Yes, kidney stones. I love the way that was that actor, he actually said it. It's like, because what do you think it is? Kidney stones. Really? Da, da, da. Kidney stones. The delivery was so good. It's just sympathy pains.
Yeah, it's like an everyday occurrence for that doctor. And that doctor is actually, I can't really say his name, but it's Iqbal Theba. And that's Joey's doctor. And he was Principal Figgins on Glee.
That's where I recognized him from. Yeah.
Exactly. I recognized him, but I didn't remember from where. And then I finally looked him up and I was like, oh, that's where he's from.
Yeah. I've never had kidney stones. Have you, Kina? No, right?
No.
I hope to never have them.
They look painful. Maybe it's more so like in guys. I'm not sure.
I don't know. But I also read that the writers, because they wanted to do like a storyline kind of, what was it? A subplot. So they added Joey's storyline into this, and they had to do a lot of research regarding kidney stones because they didn't know much about him.
Just like us, we don't know much about him.
But I really like how they incorporated that, because you know, you see Phoebe with her babies, and then you see Joey admiring his kidney stones.
I know, it's a little vile.
The parallel was cute, because you know, when Phoebe was pushing, that's when Joey was pushing. Yeah. And you know, and Joey had Ross there to support him, and then you know, Phoebe had the others to support her. So it was like funny when the way that they panned in and out with the two storylines.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, another point to note though, when Phoebe had her babies, so she had two girls and one boy instead of one girl and two boys. So Chandler ended up being a girl.
Yes. Okay, that was my favorite part of the episode. Every time Frank came out to announce the kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, I got a boy. Chandler's a girl. Then he's like saying it. And Chandler's like, okay, stop saying that. And like, it was so cute. He's like, I'm getting flashbacks.
Yeah. And I love how when he would come out, like you mentioned, they ask him, how are the babies? How do they look? And he's like, so gross.
So gross.
It's true, you know?
They look like little aliens.
They do, yeah. Yeah, so I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, they grow up a little bit. You actually see their face features, you know, like a couple months in.
And another storyline that happened in this episode was Rachel gets her and Monica a date with two doctors that are, you know, around in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And this kind of contributes to Chandler and Monica's first fight without being boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of, I'm not sure, Jackie, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like this is where they realize like they care more for each other than they actually thought they did.
Yes. Yeah, so this is the point where, yeah, it's kind of like the turning point. Okay, there really is a relationship here. Instead of them just hooking up, it's like they actually, it's like kind of that distinguishing moment. And it's funny because Chandler tries to downplay the nurse that she's going out with, you know, and it's like, oh, you know, after I served in the Gulf and all that stuff, you know, he's trying to play and he tries to like play off like he's like okay with it, but he's not. And I think it's so sweet the way that he talks to her. The term goofing around means two people who really care about each other, have great sex and, you know, like want to spend more time together. I thought it was so sweet. And it's great because the way that like Chandler, he's not so like, he's not so type A into it. Like, he just kind of like levels her out, and you'll see more of that throughout the series too.
Yeah, so far I'm liking them two together. It seems like they balance kind of each other out.
Yes.
So,
isn't that a good thing too?
I agree. Like,
yeah, because you and your husband Nate, my brother-in-law, balance each other out.
Yes. he's the type A. I'm the more low-key. Yes.
And that's like me and my husband. I'm more of the type A. He's more of a like, we'll figure it out.
That's what I'm type A, and then I need to find somebody who's like, oh, we'll figure it out, you know? So, hopefully one day that will happen, but yes. that's how it is for Monica and Chandler. So it's so cute. It's a good little moment. So we'll see that blossom even more, you know, moving forward.
Did you guys have any favorite lines?
Mine was just the whole like announcing Frank Jr. announcing the births. Those were my favorite scenes.
My favorite. Oh, sorry. Gone.
Oh, my favorite just moment was at the end with Phoebe talking to the three babies. I thought that was really sweet. You know, you lived inside of me. Don't forget about me.
I thought that was special.
Yeah.
And that will be the last time we see the triplets. They're going to, they bring them up. Yeah. They bring them up in several episodes, and you actually will see them later on in series. But this is the last time we're going to see Deborah Jo Rupp, Alice. So this is her last appearance. We'll see Frank Jr. later on as well. But yeah, this is last appearance by Alice.
I thought it was so funny when they got so excited and started making out and fell onto the sofa.
They're so awkward.
I know.
Awkward, but it's like a cute, they're so perfect for each other in a way. But that wasn't my favorite part, but I thought it was funny. But one of my favorite parts was when they try to replace a Fonzie doctor, and Ross finds a young resident doctor. And Phoebe tells the young doctor, "Go, little boy, go!" He like runs out of the room. I laughed
good.
Pretty
that
hard
was
at
good.
That.
Yes.
And then the
yeah,
part where
they reference Doogie Howser there too. And so I know who he is. I remember Doogie because Doogie is this other show where the doctor's super young, and so that was good.
Yeah, and then the other part was just when Frank Jr. walked out and he was like, so gross, referring to the babies, how they looked.
Yes, it was good. It was good. It was overall a good episode with everything. I like, you know, this is the 100th. They're finally going to get into syndication. And I just love Lisa did a really good job for this. So it was good. Any last thoughts?
Nope. I'm excited to see where it goes from here.
So coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Emily and Ross possibly make up, but on one condition. Find out what that is in the next episode.
If you like us, subscribe, download, just give us nice reviews.
And follow us on Friends with Friends podcast. And thank you to my wonderful sister, older sister, Karina/Kina, for joining us.
Yes, if it weren't for you, we wouldn't be here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. It was fun, guys.
Yeah, so maybe we'll have you back for another time too, another mother episode. Oh, I know.
Okay.
We can't help Vanessa. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.